I'd like to read from Isaiah chapter 12. It is a very short chapter. It will be concluded today, having been started last week. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. And in that day, you will say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Amen. And here we have, well, the heading in my Bible is a hymn of praise, and that the first part and this part is indeed part of an act of worship, a piece of inspired worship which Isaiah has recorded. In that day, once again, in that day, when is that day? Well, we've been talking about that day in chapter 12, in chapter 11. It could be the day of the gospel. It could be the day on which we accept the gospel. It could be the day upon which Jesus returns. All of those days are wonderful days for those of us who believe. In that day, you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Now, we know that calling upon his name is what those do who want to be saved. And if you have asked God to forgive your sin, if you have understood what the Lord Jesus did at Calvary was for you, if you know he rose again from the dead and that he is Lord of your life, you've called upon his name. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. The door is not open to those who don't knock. Those who don't seek, they never find. Those who don't ask are never given. Asking is the rule of the kingdom. Call upon his name. We have called upon his name. We can praise our Lord. He says, declare his deeds among the peoples. I'm always taken by that line in the hymn we've sung. I'll read the whole verse. My talents, gifts and graces, Lord, into thy blessed hands receive. And let me live to preach thy word. And let me to thy glory live. My every sacred moment spent in publishing the sinner's friend. What a gorgeous expression. Publishing. I publish the Lord Jesus. I publish the gospel. I make it known. And when you do that, those moments are sacred. I'm not preaching on the hymn, but I'm pretty sure Charles Wesley knew scriptures like this. Declare his deeds among the people. And when we share the gospel with people, that's what we're doing. His deeds we are sharing. He has created us. He has found a way to bring us back. He will remain with us forever. He will improve our character. And one day, he will call us home to glory. Well, those deeds are worth publishing. And we would urge others to call upon his name. I appreciate this is the New King James Version, but make mention that his name is exalted. Let's make mention that his name, the Lord Jesus, it is exalted. Notice here, and here we have three verses all about worship. Praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his deeds, his name. Sing to the Lord, he has done. It's all about him. It's all about him. And when we magnify him, we shrink. And this is genuine worship. This is godly worship. It's not singing a song all about me and how I feel. It's singing about him and what he has done. Sing to the Lord. Why? Because he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. And yet in one respect, he's not known in all the earth. That's why we have to make him known. That's why we publish him, the sinner's friend. And yet, man is without excuse. Everybody can see the wonder of creation. We know that there is a God. Or maybe Isaiah is looking forward to that time when the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We're not there yet. In fact, if anything, it seems in our age that the knowledge of the Lord is drying up. We've got the urge and the call to make him known, to publish his name, is surely now all the greater. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion. I would suggest that anyone, not just a Jew living in ancient Jerusalem, but any through grace, a member, you are an inhabitant of Zion. You are one of the people of God. You are dwelling in the very presence of God. Cry out and shout. The Christian cannot keep silent. The Christian must praise God. And we like to do it together. And we're given that an additional reason there. For great is the Holy One of Israel. He is great. He is holy. He's different to all the other gods, all the different ideologies, all the different things that claim worship. But where is he? He is in your midst. This great God, whose deeds are so great, we sing about them, we shout about them, we share them, we publish them, is in our midst. And Isaiah may have seen the time when the Holy One of Israel became a human being. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He may be seeing the time where God dwells with his people. And though we often say it when turnout's poor, sometimes to make ourselves feel better, but where two or three are gathered, there he is also. Is it not astounding to think that the one whom Isaiah is speaking of here is with us tonight? Mm-hmm. And of course, you could have stayed at home. You could have stayed at home and worshipped. And in a sense, he was with you there. And yet when God's people come together, there is a more special, I think, realization of the presence of God. Mm-hmm. In our midst. That's why fellowship is so important. Yeah. And these lone rangers who don't worship with other people, they're missing out on so much. And of course, maybe Isaiah is looking forward to that day. He may not have understood it. I don't understand it. But in New Jerusalem, where God dwells with his people, not just in the spiritual sense, where he's here with us tonight, but we will see his face. He provides the light. He will be among his people. So he was among us when he came. He is among us now. But one day we will share New Jerusalem with him. And there'll be no kind of temple where we have to go to pray to him. We will see him. And we'll hear him, and somehow, I don't understand how, somehow we'll be able to gaze upon his beauty without dissolving. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Amen. Amen.